Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping straight into the massive Nulls Brawl 62.264 update. It just landed June 25th, 2025. And our mission really is just to get you up to speed quickly on, you know, all the significant changes. We're talking new brawlers shaking up the meta and some complete system overhauls too, stuff that really changes how you play. There's just so much here. Where should we even begin?
It's a huge one, absolutely. What really stands out to me right away is how much strategic depth they've packed in, every layer, you know, from the new characters to how progression works.
Mm-hmm.
It all feels designed to encourage different ways to play deeper engagement.
I totally agree. Okay, let's start with the big excitement. Two new brawlers. First up is Allie. She's a mythic assassin mechanic from Lover Swamp.
That's the one.
And she has this unique trait for Vootkoken, boiling with rage. It makes her faster near enemies with low HP. The lower their health, the faster she gets. How does that, plus her Sumpf Glider attack, her Swamp Glider attack, really change things for assassins?
Well, that speed boost is potent. It fundamentally punishes, you know, squishy brawlers who try to dip out with low health. Her attack, the Sumpf Glider, lets her close distance fast, especially from water or bushes, to finish them off. So players really need to be more careful now about positioning. Allie is a strong counter to some long-range tactics where you chip away and retreat.
And her super, Stalker, it gives pulsating stealth, which sounds cool, but here's the twist. Her main attack damage scales with enemy HP. Higher health means more damage, so she's not just a finisher.
Exactly. That's the really interesting part. The super's great for repositioning, escaping typical assassin stuff. But that scaling attack makes her a threat right from the start of a fight, not just at the end. She's mythic, coming in July with a Hunter and Gatherer skin. Definitely designed to keep you guessing.
Sounds like you'll need a good map awareness against her. Okay, then there's Trunk, the epic tree tank. Looks like a tree, but controlled by an ant colony seeking revenge. That's quite something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a unique concept for sure. He throws ants, and being near those ants buffs his movement and attack speed. Plus, the ants can actually shield him from some damage. Strategically, what kind of tank is he?
He sounds like he's all about controlling space. Persistent pressure.
Exactly. Deploying ants, getting buffs, he creates these dangerous zones enemies have to deal with. Either push into his strong spots or back off. His main attack is a spin, deals more damage further out, which rewards good positioning.
Right.
And he releases ants while spinning, too.
Right, and his super lets him dash at someone, dealing damage and leaving more ants behind.
Precisely. It's initiation displacement. It really reinforces that disruptive tank role.
Mm-hmm.
He's epic, planned for August with the Plancher Trunk skin. Both Allie and Trunk bring really unique tactics. They'll definitely shake things up.
For sure. Now, beyond the new faces, this update seriously rethinks how you actually progress in the game. Let's talk about the trophy path overhaul. It's not just a ladder anymore. It's like a journey through Star Park. Starting with Markplatz and Latropolis, what's the biggest change here for players, you think?
Well, it's not just cosmetic.
Yeah.
It's a fundamental restructuring of progression. They've bundled rewards like more coins, power points, star drops, even legendary ones, and brawlers right into the path. This should really flatten out that early to mid-game grind, make progress feel, you know, more consistent, less about pure luck.
That sounds much better. And hypercharge drops are in there now, too?
Yep. Hypercharge drops are available. And importantly, rare and super rare brawlers. You can only unlock them through this new trophy path. It provides a more guided experience for unlocking those early brawlers.
And it goes way higher now, right?
Oh, yeah. Massively expanded. Up to 100,000 trophies now. With more worlds planned later, it really deepens that long-term chase for dedicated players. Gives clear milestones.
Okay, staying on progression. Masteries are out. Records are in. Masteries could feel a bit, I don't know, generic. But records sound much more specific to each brawler, based on Star Park employee findings.
Right. The shift is pretty profound. Instead of just grinding wins, you get tailored challenges for each brawler. Some are easy, like winning matches. Others are really skill-based, like beat every other brawler in solo showdown with one specific character.
Wow, okay.
It encourages you to really dig into each brawler's kit, not just main to your favorites. Completing records gives record points for your profile's record level and unlocks unique battle cards.
So it's not just about getting rewards, it's also about showing off your skill with different brawlers, like bragging rights.
Exactly that. Most records give star drops, the really hard ones. They give legendary star drops and unique titles. Plus, those cosmetic items from the old mastery tiers, they're now tied into this system. So the question really is, how will this more granular, personalized progression affect how people play? Will it foster a deeper sense of mastery? It adds a nice layer for veterans.
Yeah, sounds promising. Okay, here's where things get really spicy for actual gameplay. 9 new hypercharges coming in 2 waves. For anyone new, hypercharges are these super powerful temporary boosts. Game changers, basically. Let's run through some highlights. Lumi's Schlagzeug solo, drum solo, adds an extra shockwave to her super. More boom.
Doug's Gratis Garnierung Free Garnish lets an ally copy his main attack, boosted by his Nachschlag, so he can basically double his healing or damage via a teammate temporarily.
Whoa.
Kit's extra flashig, extra fluffy, his super now stuns enemies. And crucially, he can move and attack while doing it. If he's latched onto a teammate, he heals more and his yarn balls bounce. That really changes his whole utility.
Definitely. RT gets a 360-degree laser surveillance system, area denial much.
Big time. And Chuck's Vol'dahm Forest Full Steam Ahead lets his next dash go unlimited distance, leaving damaging steam. That's a massive mobility buff.
Huge. What else?
Shade's Volschrecker Full Scare makes her main attacks always deal max damage during hypercharge. Consistent burst damage window. Moe's Victictor Big Shot boosts his driller's range and duration. Better control.
Okay, almost there. Draco.
Draco's Durk Feuer and Flammen through fire and flames expands his dragon's flame area, makes his super push even stronger.
And Bonnie?
Bonnie's Dropkicks. Daredevil stuns on both launch and landing. Super disruptive, forces immediate reactions.
Wow, each one sounds like it adds a significant new tactical layer. Players will need to learn to use them and play around them. Meta shift incoming.
Absolutely. Mastering these and knowing how to counter them will be key.
And you can't have a big update without new modes. We're getting Volker Brawl. People's Brawl sounds like dodgeball.
Pretty much. Central ball hit enemies, score points. First team of 10 wins. Sounds like fast-paced chaos.
Fun. Then there's Ritterkampf Night Fight, a twist on present plunder.
Yeah, team steal trophies, take them back to base. But the key difference is you can't throw the trophy. And crucially, the brawler carrying it can still attack.
Oh, that changes everything. Brawler choice for carrying becomes super important.
Exactly. It shifts the whole dynamic compared to present plunder.
Plus, a tweak to Markenloft token trail. People found the randomness frustrating, right?
So they're fixing the order you collect the arcade tokens. No more randomness, making
No.
it more competitive, more skill-based.
There's less frustration is always good.
So, yeah, new ways to play, new ways to progress.
No.
And they've also tweaked some existing brawlers and added a ton of cosmetics. We should touch on the reworks.
Right. Bull's getting some interesting changes. Variable range on his super now.
Yeah, and if he hits someone while charging, he stops and slows enemies nearby.
And his stamp stifle stomp boots gadget adds a stun to his next super.
Correct. It makes him much more versatile. He can use the super for shorter, more controlled plays now. And that stun gives him needed crowd control. Turns him from just a charge and hope brawler into more of a tactical initiator. He can actually set up plays.
Nice. And Doug the hot dog guy, he's getting reworked too.
Yes, focusing him more as a support. Healing now charges his super faster, linking his main job to his ultimate. His super will prioritize teammates now, making him a more dedicated healer.
And his fast food star power.
It fully heals Doug when an ally he revived, well, gets revived.
Yeah.
It makes him much less niche, a more reliable support. Rewards keeping your team alive.
Makes sense. Okay, so rounding all this out, cosmetics, 2 big themed events, right? Angel and Demon.
Angel event in July, Demon event in August. They run for a few days each. They offer unique drops, new temporary powers you can mix and match. Sounds like fun experimenting.
And skins. Angel skins for Meg, Buster, 8-Bit, plus Dark Angel Edgar returns with Chromis, those alternate colors.
And for the Demon event, new skins for Fang, Bol, Gus, and Demon Mortis is back also with Chromis. The themes look really cool.
Beyond the events, there's just a lot more, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whole collections tied to the Legends of the Underworld season and the Knights of Star Park season. Darker themes, more chivalrous themes, plus loads of other individual skins, those cheaper 29 gem ones, Chromas for Kit, Star Gold, Star Silver skins.
And a new rank skin for Dynamike, too, for the competitive players.
The art team definitely went all out, something for pretty much everyone.
Okay, wow. So we've covered a ton. Allie and Trunk, the new brawlers, the totally revamped Star Park trophy path, the new record system replacing masteries, those 9 game-changing hypercharges.
Plus the new modes, Volker Brawl and Ritterkampf, the token trail fix, the brawler reworks for Bull and Doug.
And yeah, all those skins and the Angel Demon events, phew.
It's a lot. But what's really striking is how it all seems to weave together. You know, it's not just random additions. It feels like it's building a more dynamic, more engaging experience overall. Deeper strategy, fresh interactions.
That's a great point. It makes you think, With a game evolving this fast, this dramatically, how do all these layered changes affect more than just the match-to-match gameplay? What about the long-term stuff, like community feel, player progression, that sense of investment?
Exactly. Are updates like this deepening that connection for players, or is it more about just keeping the gameplay loop fresh? It's something interesting to consider as you dive into all this new content yourself.